Welcome to the Toncast. I'm very special guest Todd Robert Anderson. This is the podcast where every week the host is different, but the very special guest is always the same. This is one of those episodes where there's no host. I swear I've got some hosts lined up, going to be recording with some hosts soon, but I didn't want to leave you hanging because I know how much you like to hear me talk. So I thought I'd do another one of these solo episodes, which, sometimes I'm in the mood for, sometimes I'm not. Am I in the mood for it today? It's really hot here in North Hills, California. It's like living inside of a laundry dryer. It's windy and it's warm and I don't care for it. And the thing about the heat is when it gets really hot, I don't want to do shit. And it's really hard to motivate. But here I've motivated during this hot day. And, I got some things that we can talk about. Here's what happened to me on Facebook. This is a Facebook story. Before I get into the Facebook story, let me say this. I've been working on a show, my fellow Film Pig, if you're familiar with the Film Pigs, we have a web series and a podcast, so check out Film Pigs. But one of the Film Pigs, Steve Falk, created and sold a show, a half hour comedy to FX, which got picked up for 10 episodes. It's going to start airing in July. It's called You're the Worst. And I will make appearances on the show. I'm in the first three episodes at least, probably more. And it's very funny. It's a funny show and you should watch it and it's going to be great. And I'm happy to be a part of it. Let me tell you, it's nice to, have, you know, a recurring guest star role, where I actually get to come in and do something funny as opposed to just being a guy who sets up jokes for the regulars on the show. So, the show is written very generously for all actors involved, not just the series regulars. Kudos to Steve Falk and his writers for, being cool like that. And the cast, regulars are quite great and inclusive and wonderful. So it's a spirited show, and it will be very funny. It's got a dark sensibility to it. But you know, that's right up my alley. So, check it out. You're the Worst on FX this summer. It starts in July. Another quick plug. If you want to hear me podcast in a way that I've never podcasted before, I have been guesting on a podcast for women, and it's an advice sort of podcast for women. And I'm like the token dick in the room. It's hosted by a woman named Sophia Venable, and it's called MILF Talk. That's MYLF. Which stands for Make Your Life Fabulous. So, the podcast is sort of out of my, wheelhouse as far as, subject matter and concept. But it's very fun to sit, with women and listen to them talk and ask them questions about their, lady troubles and learn things. I don't know. Check it out. It's very different for me. I'm enjoying it. So there's that. So those two things I've plugged. You're the Worst and MILF Talk. Check them out. I had this Facebook, like I said, I had this Facebook thing. One more plug, before I do the Facebook thing. Sorry, I keep, skipping that. My short film I did called Dog Catchers, with, Rusty Schwimmer, written and directed by Frank Stokes, is going to be at a midnight showing at the, Chinese Six Theater in, Hollywood. On Friday, May the 30th, as part of a film festival called Dances with Films, which my feature film Fuzz Track City was in that festival a couple years back, and now a short film that I'm in is in it. So if you're in Hollywood and you can go to the Dances with Films website and buy some tickets and go to the midnight show on May the 30th, the short I'm in is very, very, very funny. Rusty Schwimmer is marvelous. So, yeah. So that's three whole plugs. Now the Facebook story, at 5 minutes in, you finally get to the story. What's with all the plugs, Todd? What are you, like a Doug Benson or something? Mark Maron? Yeah, I guess. I mean, nobody really listens to this, so I don't know why I bother plugging things, but you know, you never know. Maybe someone in LA will stumble across it just the right time and be like, holy shit, I'm going to watch You're the Worst or see Dog Catchers or listen to Milk Talk. Who knows? My mouth is very dry because it's hot and I live in a laundry dryer, so I just had to sip some water. Okay. Facebook, the other day, I don't know why I do this. I'm usually like, usually at night or in the morning when I'm tired, you know, and either I'm ready for bed or I'm groggy and just getting up. And I'll read something that someone posts probably to just try and be funny, and it'll aggravate me and I'll respond. And then inevitably it turns into like a Facebook debate. I like to think of these things as friendly. I don't use hate speech when I say. I just point out like a different sort of argument. So this guy on Facebook posted a link to an article about the actor who I think is British, but maybe he's not. I don't care. Who played this small part in the original Star Wars called he was a X-wing fighter pilot, and his name is Wedge. And I don't know, maybe he was in other Star Wars movies, probably, but I don't know. But his name is Wedge. And there's, like, action figures of Wedge and shit like that. But he's not, you know, it's just a guy in an X-Wing fighter, you know? It's like on Star Trek when they send the red shirts down with the blue shirts, and you know the red shirts ain't coming back. Sort of deal. Although some Star Trek people told me that that's not really true. That's just like a generalization joke that isn't actually real. But you know, again, I don't really care. But my point is, so there's this article and I don't know, like some internet, British, UK internet site, news site, pop culture news site made a big deal out of this guy who turned down the movie. Because meanwhile, the new Star Wars is coming out, the J.J. Abrams Star Wars. Because meanwhile, you know, you got Harrison Ford's on board suddenly, along with Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher, and all the people who played the robots and Wookiees and all that stuff are back on board to do the new Star Wars movie, along with young people. And this guy, who was in the original Star Wars, said, I don't want to do it. Looks kind of boring. I'll be bored. And he was probably angling for a bigger part, more for Wedge to do. Or maybe he just wanted more money. Or maybe he just genuinely doesn't feel like doing any more Star Wars. But this guy who posted the link to the article said, this person has to be the dumbest person in the universe. And I wrote him, well, he's not necessarily dumb. That's not a fair judgment to make. You don't know all the reasons, you know, that he's made this choice. Just because you love Star Wars when love to be one of the fighter pilots in Star Wars doesn't mean everybody does. And this guy's done Star Wars and I think a few other Star Wars movies. So he knows what it's like on set in these, effects driven movies. And, maybe it in fact is quite dull to sit around. And he fired back. Well, yeah. And I was like, well, maybe he just doesn't need the money. So he doesn't need the job. And in which case, you know, if you have money, it's easy to say no to work. I'm telling you. I like money. If I had a lot of money, I would say no to work, you know, spend more time with the family, all that stuff. There's a lot of decisions that go into turning down a role. It's not necessarily that he's just was trying to negotiate and then lost the negotiation. But anyway, he was like, well, he clearly doesn't care about his acting career. And I'm like, well, he may not need it. Maybe he's doing plays. Maybe he's doing other stuff. If he's wealthy, because he's not a household name, I would imagine he's got his hands in other things outside of acting that make him money. And maybe one of those things has taken off and made him a lot of money and doesn't need any more Star Wars cash. Maybe he's not greedy. And then all these other people started weighing in on this feed Todd is wrong. This guy's an asshole. He's an idiot. One woman kind of weighed in and agreed with me, and then she got attacked, and then she jokingly said, "Oh right, I forgot. This isn't just a movie. It's Star Wars. It's religious," and people get offended. And she was said it in a jokey way with LOLs all over the place so people wouldn't descend on her house and like set her on fire. But you know, the whole thing got me to thinking, Star Wars is given way too much weight and import in our society at large. And it freaks me out that people treat it on a religious level. I mean, it freaks me out that people treat religion on a religious level, but this is a movie, you guys. And I get that, you know, your childhoods were informed by it and blah, 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 blah. And that's wonderful. And I get it. But you gotta calm down. So what? So this guy who played Wedge isn't going to be in the movie. You don't attack him just because he doesn't like or want to be part of your weird cult. That's extremism, essentially. That's silly. You have to respect his decisions. I don't think turning down a Star Wars movie makes you the dumbest person on the planet. There are other things, much worse things, that happen on this planet that I think make people dumber. And considering all that's going on in the world, genocide, countries being taken over by other countries, girls being stolen, planes going missing. You know, it seems to me that this is not newsworthy. This should never have been covered by any. It's just dumb. Who cares? If Wedge doesn't want to do the movie, yeah, that's fine. It's just a guy with a helmet and an X-Wing fighter. Anybody can do that, which is probably why this actor's like, fuck it, let some other actor do it who really is hungry for it, because I just wanted to sit down and watch some TV. I don't want to be on a set all day sitting on a chair waiting for 10 hours just to get in an X-Wing fighter for 10 minutes. You know, we, like, as a society, collectively, we need to let these things go. It's dumb. It's dumb. Who cares? It's a who cares situation. And you can be excited about Star Wars all you want, but the point that he doesn't care about his acting career is not a particularly good argument, considering the only like guy who had any staying power as far as non-Star Wars movies after Star Wars was Harrison Ford. And let me remind you that for the last 30 years, this guy has been bagging on Star Wars. Harrison Ford has talked about Star Wars with nothing but disdain until recently. Okay? And I don't know how they talked him into it. Maybe it's just he's older, he's softer, he's got less to care about, or maybe they, because he wanted his character to die in Return of the Jedi, so maybe they said, if you come back, we'll kill off Han Solo. So don't be surprised if Han Solo dies, and don't cry too hard, because it's just a fictional character in a fake universe that doesn't exist anywhere. There is no Force. There's no such thing. It's silly. It's the kids' movie. I mean, I like Star Wars. It's fun, but it's just a fun movie. It's not something to get all up in arms about. I can't think of a movie that you should get up in arms about. Even movies about slavery and AIDS, they're just movies. They're not actually slavery and AIDS. And Star Wars doesn't make any socially relevant points at all. It's just good versus evil fairy tale stuff. Yeah, it's fun and laser guns are fun, but Jesus Christ, you don't like slander somebody for not involving themselves in the project just because you want to be in the project. That's not cool. That's not fair. And it speaks of a perspective of somebody who maybe doesn't work in the entertainment industry or understand, you know, the decisions that people can make based on their given circumstances. So, you know, guy who plays Wedge, all power to you. Now, when I mentioned that, you know, maybe, and the other thing I mentioned is, you know, maybe he sat through the prequels as an audience member and doesn't want to take the chance of, this one being just as bad. Maybe it won't be, maybe it will be. It's hard to say. Just because the original cast is back isn't a magical elixir. I don't know if you saw the last Indiana Jones movie, but let me tell you, just because you have Harrison Ford in something doesn't mean it's going to suddenly work magically. And they had Spielberg directing that thing. Come on. I mean, that was a disaster. So is this going to be great? I don't know. I have full reservations. I'll go see it. I have a kid who's the perfect age for a Star Wars movie. So when it comes out at the end of next year, I'm sure I'll go with my son because I enjoy going to movies with my son. But I'm not going because it's the most important thing that ever happened. I don't care that much. And I probably won't go opening weekend because there's going to be too many nerds clamoring and screaming and dressed up in costumes. And it's too much. It's too much. I just want to go to a movie, sit down and watch the movie. I don't need all this pomp and circumstance around it. But anyway, the point that I made, that one of the other commenters like went off on this whole thing about boredom. Cause you know, I said, well, maybe this guy, it, you know, will get bored on set. That's understandable. Cause when you play a small part, even if it's not a special effects heavy movie, you wind up spending a lot of time sitting around reading. It's not the most exciting thing. And this guy likened any state of boredom to a victim mentality. I'm sure, judging by the way he spoke, he's a new age magical thinker. That's his spirituality. Magical thinkers tend to put anything negative about your life experience, whether it be boredom or cancer, they put it on you. Magical thinking puts everything on you, as if cancer is brought about by negative thinking. This actually, through several scientific studies, has been disproven, because cranky, negative people last just as long as super positive, deluded people. In fact, they can live longer because they're true to themselves. Like, if you're a positive, happy person, that's great. But the concept that boredom is born of a victim mentality, that's fucking bullshit. You can go to a movie and be bored out of your mind, and maybe that's because you have a victim mentality and you can't get up and just walk out. But at the same time, you've paid your money for a movie, and it's a movie. A movie's not supposed to be boring. So sometimes you hang in there through the boring parts to get to the exciting parts. You know, Spider-Man 2. I hung through all the boring kissy kissy stuff to get to the fights with the weird bad guys. But the truth is those scenes were boring. Okay. And sometimes life is boring. Sometimes you're trapped in a fucking elevator for 12 hours with nothing to do. That, my friends, is boring. Are you a victim? Well, you're a victim of a broken down elevator, but that doesn't mean you have a victim mentality. That just means you're in a bad spot that is tedious and dull. And sometimes life is tedious and dull. It's not because you have a victim mentality. It's because life happens. It's not always positive. It's kind of shitty a lot of the time. Right now, North Hills, like I said, is like living in a laundry dryer. Not the most positive environment that I can think of. I don't know about you, but for me, it's not very positive. This is what I'm saying. Do you get me? Is it cool? Are you all right with it? So I get kind of upset when magical thinkers put shit like that on other people, as if it makes you a lesser person if you're bored. And they also make people who have cancer feel like lesser people because maybe they thought themselves into cancer. But let me tell you, cancer is caused by cancer, not by negative thinking. You can think positively all you want and still get cancer. And then these people who get cancer and were practicing magical thinking become guilt-ridden, which is not good for getting over cancer, because they think they brought this cancer on themselves because all of this irresponsible magical thinking nonsense that people plug in. Facebook is full of it. It's full of magical thinkers and positivities, and there's no negativity on like, if you say anything negative, it's jarring to people on Facebook. And I say to everybody on Facebook, let's get more negative. Let's complain. There's like been this backlash against haters. And look, I'm not talking about hating. I'm not talking about, you know, I posted what I thought was, you know, a decently written, thoughtful argument about this guy calling a human being the dumbest person alive because he didn't take a role in a movie. And I was polite. I didn't curse. I didn't call him the dumbest person ever alive. It wasn't hateful. But in a way, it was negative against his argument, which was also very negative. But then his New Age Star Wars friends, came to his defense, of course. Because I was saying something that they didn't agree with. You know, if any of them had come up with a compelling argument as to why this guy was the dumbest person in the world, except for the fact that they love Star Wars and he doesn't, then, you know, I might have been like, okay, that's interesting. But no arguments came. It was just yelling at me, not yelling, but writing. I disagree with Todd. Todd's wrong. Todd doesn't know what he's talking about. Todd does know what he's talking about. Todd is in the business and knows how it works and knows why people make these decisions. This guy's not dumb, you know. Maybe it wasn't a great decision if he still cares about his career. But honestly, you know, the Star Wars doesn't do a lot for people's careers, except for Harrison Ford. Mark Hamill didn't become a giant movie star after Star Wars. He was just a movie star because he was in Star Wars. He's a Star Wars star. That's it. That's it. You know. He had other things to do. I mean, he's the voice of the Joker and stuff. I mean, I like Mark Hamill. And he was in like a John Carpenter movie and stuff. And I like him, but it's not like he's a major star. I mean, if he's in the game-changing movie that changed the face of Hollywood and he doesn't instantly become a mega movie star who can do whatever he wants, whatever movie, whenever, like Harrison Ford did, then that speaks to the fact that Star Wars isn't as powerful as everybody thinks. And maybe it's not that great for your career. I don't know. Maybe you become so iconic as Luke Skywalker, it's hard to get work anywhere else. Maybe this guy who played Wedge doesn't want that. All I'm saying is, I think this was unfair and people flew off the handle. And also, I think it's perfectly okay to get bored sometimes. If you're bored all the time, then, you know, that speaks to something else. That speaks to a problem that you have. Probably you're suffering from depression or something else. So, yeah, you should maybe see somebody. But to get bored from time to time, the idea that that's on you is not true. It's not true, especially when it comes to the movies. Movies can be boring when they're not well made. Like episode 1, 2, 3, and 4 of Star Wars. The ones that came after the original ones, which were 4, 5, and 6. Which is just, quite frankly, mathematically confusing and weird. But anyway. I'm excited about a different movie that's coming out. Not Star Wars. Like I said, I'll go see it, but I'm not excited. I'm reserved because I've seen all three of those prequels and every single one of them is rotten. I like the originals. I even like Return of the Jedi. I don't have the problem with Ewoks that everybody has. I don't give a shit about Ewoks. They're just cute little cuddly things. They're kind of fun. People get upset about them, say it was a cynical cash grab on Lucas's part to create a cute toy. I don't feel that way. I don't care. I don't care. Ewoks are fine. They have a cool, like tree houses and stuff. I like tree houses. Anyway, The prequels, though, terrible. The movie that I'm excited about seeing is another franchise picture. Been around longer than Star Wars. Godzilla. There's a new Godzilla movie coming out. And it's coming out this weekend. It's out now, actually, because I'm recording this on a Friday. It's directed by this guy who directed an indie monster movie called Monsters, which I quite liked. So I was excited when I found out he was going to be doing a new Godzilla movie. And the trailers look fun. It's got Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston's good. Looks like it's got a lot of monster destruction. So I'm excited about it. But I've shown my son a lot of these old Godzilla movies. The original Godzilla, of course, Gojira. And then Godzilla versus King Kong versus Mothra versus Gamera versus, a lot of things. And then he's even seen the Roland Emmerich one. But this new Godzilla looks intense. Looks intense. And it's PG-13. The Roland Emmerich one was too, but it was kind of goofy. A lot of people hated it. It's not a good movie, but you know, there are not a lot of good Godzilla movies. Let's be honest. They're just fun because it's monsters on rampages, but most of them are like clearly a guy in a dumb suit and it's ridiculous. So this one's like CGI. I like the Roland Emmerich one, but they're, you know, whatever. So, and the Japanese are saying that the new Godzilla looks too fat. Jesus Christ. This is another example of what are you talking? Why do you, that's the dumbest thing to get upset about. Who cares if Godzilla's fat? He's a monster. He's a giant monster. He's going to wreck stuff. Who cares if he put on some pounds? He hasn't done anything in a while. He's been dormant. So, you know, he gained weight. I don't know. Like, I'm worried about taking my kid to it. Is it going to be too hyper-violent? You know, because, you know, you go back to the 70s before PG-13 happened, and you got movies like Jaws that are rated PG. I would never show him that shit, because it's like a guy gets chewed up by a shark at the end, and, you know, never, and like, I mean, that's the least of it. Because, you know, it's just the constant shots of the water, and people swimming on the water, and kids getting eaten, and then it's scary. Scary shit. And then it's bloody too. There's like severed legs and people spitting up blood and bubbles of blood coming out of the ocean when kids get it and bloody. It's bloody. Can't watch that with a kid. So PG-13 now, this is the problem. I don't know walking in. So the question is do I go see Godzilla first and then take my kid, which is the responsible but more expensive thing to do? Or do I just bite the bullet and take my 8-year-old to this PG-13 monster movie that he really, really, really wants to see? I mean, he's more excited to see this than he was to see Spider-Man, which I took him to, which had some kind of graphic stuff, especially at the beginning with the parents dying. And it was a bit much. And I took him to Captain America too, which is pretty graphic. So, I mean, I don't know. I think he can take it, but you know, this is different. Like the tone is different when you're dealing with a superhero movie, you know, and that kind of fantasy, the tone's different. Even when like people are getting like blown up and stuff, it's not as dark as a monster movie. That, and this is also, you know, it's a monster movie meets a disaster movie. So Godzilla is going to be wrecking like Tokyo and shit. I don't know. Cause disaster movies are about like world destruction, and sort of that. I don't know why I like disaster movies. It seems wrong, but I do. So I'm just worried about how this, you know, might affect him. But then my buddy Jason Rohr on another podcast I do called Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films said, you know, maybe I was being overprotective. So I don't know. I'm going to take him to – I've decided tomorrow I'm taking my son to Godzilla. And the wife is going and a friend of ours is going. So we're going to all go, we'll all be with him. So if it's terrifying, you know, mom can hug him and cover his eyes, which drives him nuts, but she may do that. So I don't know. Weigh in if you want. Let me know. Am I wrong about Wedge? Am I wrong about going to Godzilla? Am I wrong about boredom? Have I said all the wrong things? I have no problem hearing arguments, but don't just spout New Age spiritual nonsense at me, because I won't buy that. You gotta come up with your own words and an interesting argument to make me think you're maybe right. Okay? All right. Thanks for listening. That's the Toncast. I love you guys. All three of you, and I will see you next time on the Toncast.